Good. So, I'm with my great friend Eric. Now, I've known Eric for almost 11 years now. I started off exhibiting with Eric at his great Mansfield shows, and over the years we've become, I believe, friends. And the first thing I want to talk about is, because I didn't have very much time to talk to him at his really fantastic Mansfield show last month, was about the show itself. It was really well attended, Eric, and the talks were fabulous. Were you pleased with it?
I was. We had a near record number of people. Perhaps more importantly, we had a lot of new people, which is what the show's about. They come and learn something new from the talks, and many people sit in the talks and just sit in one talk after another and have to find time to go to the loo and to visit the stalls. So yes, it was a very, very buzzy, busy show. Yes,
I was there, as you know, on the Sunday, because I work at the market on the Saturday. But what I noticed more than anything, the dwell time was fantastic. People were really staying for a long time, weren't they?
I think the average people stay is about 5 hours. And I think you probably have to go home and feed the kids or the dog at that point, you know. So we don't get a lot of turnover in terms of people coming and going. People come in the morning, they stay throughout the day.
And the talks were really well attended. I know I had to stand in because somebody wasn't there, and we won't go into that, it's not important. But I was quite amazed when I walked in the room just how many people were in there. It was fabulous.
For me, it's quite amazing how it seems to sort itself out. It's like fish growing to the size of the tank or water finding its own level. The talks rooms always seem to be very full, but very seldom overfull. There was an exception. One of the clairvoyant talks in the morning, we couldn't get everybody in who wanted to be in. Which is maybe bad planning or being a psychic. I suppose we should have seen it. But, yeah, we didn't expect that sort of number of people that early in the morning. But generally speaking, people can get in to see the talk that they want to see.
You know how much I love the Mansfield show. I mean, it's the only one that Liz and I do these days. And, as long as you always have us, we'll always exhibit with you because it's a fabulous show. And, of course, you had that bit of a hiccup where you had to move to another building. But you know what's fantastic? You've taken hold now, haven't you? You've got a great following. It's really not affecting you now. It's still the Mansfield Mind, Body and Spirit show, isn't it?
When we moved, I was quite worried about it because we'd been at the previous place for almost 20 years and I thought, moving to a new venue. Do you know, the difference now is that at the old place I used to get up and there were always lots of problems to deal with. The staff were okay, but they weren't that helpful. In this new place, the Fretwell Centre, they can't do enough for us. And I get up and it's a real joy to be there in the morning. They're helpful, they guide the visitors. They even provide umbrellas for the visitors to get from the car park to the show if it's raining. Yeah, can't praise the Fretwell Centre enough. They're really good.
Eric, I'm going to put you on the spot here. As you know, sometimes when we started at Market Raisin, we put that name Wellbeing onto it because we wanted to have a slightly somewhat different identity. I think that's the right word. And within a very short period of time, people started to tack the word well-being in front of MBS. And my feeling was it was a wrong move. But you were tenacious and still are tenacious. You still have the identity, Mind, Body and Spirit show. And I commend you for it. And I believe that's why your shows are now beginning to thrive, because it is my feeling that people who love MBS shows and love the classic MBS show that you run so, so well, I mean, in fairness, 20-odd years, you're going to be really good at it. But they need identity, don't they? People need to see that Mind, Body and Spirit. And I believe there's still so, so, so much mileage in it. There's no lack in people having interest in spiritual aspects of our lives. I don't think so, do you?
I think there's a couple of points you raised there. Firstly, I didn't get the implied pun in your title, well-being, become a well-being. I didn't get that when I first heard it, you know. When I thought, wow, I wish I'd thought of that first. I really did, so I'm very impressed by that. As far as Mansfield goes, each show tends to have an identity. So some shows tend to be about angels, some about finances, some about, like the April show, it's getting a very pagan, witchy sort of feel to it. So each show does have its own separate identity. The term Mind Body Spirit show, it's a name that it's probably my lack of imagination, to be honest. We thought about it and it stuck with us, and I can't think of anything better, to be honest. Unless you're going to release Wellbeing, then I'll probably pinch that, mate.
Yeah, Eric. Also, this venue, you are, to my mind, the consummate organiser. You truly are. You know, we've had these conversations in Nottingham. I admire you a great deal. Now, this is a new venue, and I truly believe that it's got great potential. I don't like to say that weather does us any damage, but I think yesterday we particularly did have bad weather, and I don't think it was so good for us. But it was not a greatest footfall as I would have liked. But I'm asking you your accurate opinion. Do you think this venue and this show has legs?
I do like the venue, and I'm not just saying that because you're asking me. I really do. It's a very pleasant place to work. I suspect a lot of the exhibitors here don't necessarily come with the sole aim of making a lot of money. However, as you correctly point out, they do need to cover the costs. So, in terms of the potential for this place, if the parking is right, then it's huge. I couldn't get 10,000 people through the door at Mansfield. You know, it would overwhelm me. I just couldn't do it. Here, I could easily see 2,000 or 3,000 people without any problems. So in that sense, I'm envious. I'm not envious of the amount of work you'd have to do to get it. But yeah, I could see a lot of people coming to this place, potentially. And to be honest, if I had as much space at Mansfield as you have here, well, I'd have parading elephants around the place. You know, it's lovely, lovely, lots of space here. So yeah, I like the venue. If the visitors have had a good time, as they seem to have done, then presumably they tell their friends, so the energy snowballs. So you would expect people to come back on that basis. I haven't heard any complaints, again, with the exception of the eco lights. But yeah, it's...
And Eric, let's go off the shows now, because we've covered enough for that. But I just thought it would be nice for the listener to have an insight from two organisers generally talking about a show. And I think that it's nice that it's candid and it's open and it's truthful. You're going to do a talk in a minute. I know you push your time. Your talks really are quite popular, aren't they? And people are very interested in the work that you do. Can you just give me just a few snippets? Because I know you're eager to go away. So quickly, what are you going to do with your talk?
Today is about manifestation. It's about how we manifest, how we create our current version of reality, which is a statement not a lot of people would agree with, but we do. We create our own reality. And more importantly, how we can change it. So the idea that for many people, they unconsciously create their current version of reality based perhaps on childhood patterns, on things they've learnt from other people. Now, we look at the ways we can consciously choose the way reality manifests for us. We can choose this in things like relationships, in terms of money, which is what we're mostly looking at today. Manifestation, from where I stand, is very easy. The thing that gets in the way is people. People's set beliefs that there isn't enough, or that money isn't spiritual, or that there's not enough to go around, or lots of different reasons people can't get their heads around the idea that it's easy. And it is easy. So today, I'm going to talk about this, but more importantly, I'm going to show people how blocks to manifestation manifest in the body and the aura. So I'm hoping to do a couple of demonstrations with people and show where people's blocks they can actually see and feel the blocks in the body. So I'm very much looking forward to the talk, which happens in about 15 or 20 minutes.
Thank you very much indeed, Eric. And just for anybody who's listening to this, I truly recommend that you go to Eric's Mansfield Mind, Body and Spirit Show. Easy to get to, tons and tons of parking, great venue, lovely people. And if you're ever considering exhibit, it's very difficult to get on board with Eric because he's got such a massive backlog and list of people who want to exhibit, but that doesn't prevent you going on the list and contacting him.
Absolutely. If there's something different, then we'd love to have you there. We're all about providing variety for visitors, particularly in the talks, which is one of the main reasons people come. So, yeah, it'd be really nice to talk to you, Ian, and thank you, and as always, good to talk to you, mate.
Thank you very much indeed, Eric.
Take care, mate.